Hey, everybody, welcome to a special episode of Film Sack, where we watch a thing and you guys watch with us. I'm Scott Johnson with, who's here? Brian, and Randy. Hi, good morning, or hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, welcome. We haven't done one of these in a while because we haven't had need to, but one of us is out of town this weekend.
I love watching
TV with you.
I do, too.
And it's even been longer since we've done a Star Trek as one of these.
Right? It's been a very long time.
Yeah, so I don't remember exactly which episode, but the last time we watched The Next Generation, we were all, like, disgusted. Like, no, we're never doing this again. It was so bad.
Was it Sub Rosa? Was it with Crusher and her grandma?
Jeez. Oh no!
Oh, it was so bad, guys.
So we're trying to do another bad one. This is season 3, episode 19 of Star Trek: The Next Generation. So what you're going to want to do there at home is go cue that up, pause us, and then come back
cue
for a
it
countdown.
Up.
Yeah.
Cue it up.
Get it? I'm not sure he's in this. I think he might be.
I can't remember.
There is. I mean, he does run off with Vash, but maybe that's later. In the season or next season or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But anyway, what you want to do is bring it up and then pause it right as the screen comes up and you see this like tiki doll looking thing or tiki statue. Mm-hmm. Tiki. Pause there and that's where we're going to be. And then when you're done, come back to us. Oh, hi. Welcome back, dear listener who just had us paused. We're ready now to get started with you. So
I don't think that's wait. Are we playing now?
I think we're not yet. I'll give you a countdown.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
there'll be a countdown.
You.
Hey, you calm
yourself
down.
Yeah, this is just a pause for them to get queued up.
I got you. I got confused. It's okay.
That's
I got
all right.
I got
it's all right. It's very confusing. The title, by the way, of this is called Captain's Holiday. The short description is: after mediating a treaty, Captain Picard is encouraged to take a much needed vacation. Yet his efforts to rest are repeatedly interrupted. We're going
to
find out what that's about. So here we go.
To get a vacation.
I'm putting subtitles on. Let me do that.
I'm only trying to sleep here.
What? You just made Picard sound very weird.
That's despair-filled Picard. Yeah. Oh, I just want to lie down and read my book.
Vash, leave me alone. Totally. All right, here we go.
You guys all make it. You make his voice warble a lot more than it actually does.
Oh, whatever you say, Randy.
You can't use the angry. The get off my bridge, you piece of shit.
Wesley. You sound a little bit. You sound a little bit like the old folks who show up late in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, his family. Yeah, they're great.
George. Is your house Riker? On fire, Clark?
Those people.
Riker. The blessing, Riker.
They're giving the blessing.
The grace. They want you to say grace.
That guy's the best.
I want this amalgamation of National Lampoon's Captain's Vacation. Yeah.
Captain's Vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
The blessing, number
Captain's
one.
Captain's Vacation.
That's good stuff. All right, I'm going to count it down, and we're going to hit play. And we're going to go on our way. It's going to be on go, so it'll be a 3-2-1 go, and the go is the word we're looking for. So here we go.
Okay.
In 3-2-1 go.
Okay. People talking and laughing.
Oh, I don't have the title. That's
a good idea.
I hear nothing.
Birds singing.
Why do I hear nothing?
Because this is Ryza, the sex planet.
What is that alien's head doing right now?
Right. It's pulsating. Check out Lady Ryza Butts.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You did save the later Lady Riser butts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of Lady Riser butts in this.
Look at
here.
These. Oh, these aliens are cool, dude.
This thing reminds me. I need to get some roofing done.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They do. They do look like they're wearing shingles.
That's because they had chicken pox earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, they're playing a 8-bit video game.
What's the thing with the gills across the face? I guess it makes sense.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, maybe a water planet.
Those
not
guys.
Here on the Ryza Butt planet.
Yeah.
The Star Trek MO basically was aliens. Let's just glue random crap to their foreheads and face and make them dress funny.
What's this? I keep seeing closer statues like in the foreground. Looks like they're like statues for penises.
Yeah, it looks like they look like a penis.
Yeah, and you said that as a character was saying he will come, which is just
maybe it's the first officer's log that we're looking at.
Yeah,
maybe your penis, he will come.
Is Ryza is a pleasure planet though, right?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I forgot.
Yeah, that's all they do there.
Have you forgot from one of our earliest film sack watch alongs.
Just once in my life, I want some boots that match the rest of my outfit perfectly. Just once in my life.
All right.
Yeah. I want clothes that are all one color and the boots are the exact same color.
I just want the boots to match the curtains.
Right. Yeah. Why does Riker like he's trying to hold his shoulders down? Like they're going to like shoot up like some kind of, just like he's trying to hold them down.
Might be his back thing he has. He had a back
thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though.
So we're supposed to be laughing along here because Riker doesn't want to go to the pleasure planet. He just that he needs to.
Right.
And these other people who love going to the pleasure planet.
Riker or Picard?
Picard doesn't want to go. Yeah, but these other people who love the pleasure planet are kind of like pushing him out the door.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm all business.
Is this after he was Locutus, or has that not happened yet?
Before.
This is early on.
They've only just encountered the Borg with Q's help, but he hasn't gotten Locutized.
I was looking at Riker's beard when you said that, and I thought you were going to say they've only now become acquainted with that beard. Which
I forgot
is kind of true,
thing.
Right?
Was it season 3 where he grew the beard? It was like over the holiday? It was hi.
Season 2, he left season 2 without a beard, right? And then the beard came 3?
Oh, can I skip the intro here? Skip.
No,
it's glorious 4x3 animations.
Well, plus if you did, it'd screw people up at home. It'd be all out of sync.
That's right. Let's all skip the intro in 3.
No,
2.
No,
don't do it.
Don't listen to Dunaway. He's a chaos agent. Agent of chaos. Oh, this is so good still.
Yeah.
You know, it still looks good. I'm not going to.
They up-resed it, right?
Like, I don't think so. Broadcast? I don't think so. I know they did TOS, not this, though. Pretty sure this is the original format.
I know it's still 4x3, but I'm saying I'm sure we're seeing.
Yeah.
Way better fidelity.
Yeah, I think they probably did a better transfer. That was video. They did video during this time period, right?
Well, they definitely didn't redo
video
it.
Tape.
They did
video tape. Excuse me, I said video, but tape.
Well, no,
this is
filmed. This show is filmed.
Yes, but I'm talking about this sequence. The thing 100% you're seeing right now,
filmed in front of a live alien audience.
I think you're both wrong. I think they didn't redo it. I think this is just a nice transfer, and I think Dunaway's wrong, and it's. What was your
how am I wrong for asking a question? I said they did this in video tape, right?
I'm saying
for asking that, buddy.
No, I'm saying I'm answering your question that no way it was, and then you said really, and so now I'm looking.
I remember them saying they used videotape, and that's the reason why they couldn't go 16x9. I thought that's what I had read before. Maybe it could be wrong.
I'm looking right now.
All right. Well, meanwhile, the Enterprise is blasting off Ariza, and
ooh, look at all those gadgets. Looks like my house.
And, oh, not yet. No, there's...
and Picard is so busy. He's so stressed out and busy.
He's got three iPads going.
Look how he's leaning forward because he's so busy.
He has a big
The original series was 20 mushroom
I can put on top of the gumdrop.
25,000 reels of 35mm film.
On the original series?
Yeah, no, this series, TNG.
Oh, okay. TNG? I thought you said the original series.
No. This one.
Okay.
It's interesting, actually. So, I'll send you the link.
So Crusher's talking to him about him in third person. So clever.
Have you seen my Quartz Rock? I'm so proud of my Quartz Rock.
Hoping that he says, well, then you must send him on a vacation.
Oh, this is where she always has to make it an order for him to take it easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember when these screens seemed crazy because they had wireless?
She got up
video?
And she got up and walked around and sat down coyly on the desk.
Oh. She should fart.
Oh, he just reached out and touched her hand.
Yeah, inappropriate there. That was Captain Doctor.
When either of anybody who works in an office, which is half of our film sack team, do you ever go into somebody's office and then just sit on their desk?
No.
Kind of with your crotch about 4 feet away from their face?
Nope. Never.
I'm not aware of doing it. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying I don't remember.
I'm not saying you wouldn't. I'm saying I might.
And everybody has their stories about way in the past there was a creepy person who did this or that. And like,
remember
very
that guy would always come in and
stuff.
Sit on our desks.
You know who
my
that
boss
is?
Did that. My boss did that one time, and I got like a wood desk with like glass on top of it. He'd come in and sit down on my desk, and the glass went.
Oh, jeez, like, that would scare the crap out of me. Yeah.
Really? That's terrifying.
Really, man?
What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, Ellis. Ellis from Die Hard would do that.
Look how happy Riker is. I'm getting you to go to the pleasure planet.
Why don't they just take vacations on the holodeck? You know?
Well, he tries to, right? And he does his little, I'm going to ride through the woods on a horse, or I'm going to be Wyndham Hill. Not Wyndham Hill. What is it? It's right.
Detective see, that's the Hill. Thing. That's the thing about the holodeck I've never really dug deep into and I want to know more about. Does it also simulate smells and things? Because that could be really disconnecting.
Oh. Yeah, I think it would have to.
Would it? I mean, we've got 3D at our screens, but we don't have smell-o-vision. We dream of it.
I'm curious if you can request an incognito window on your holodeck experience.
Right.
So that people can't look at your
do not save history. Do not save history.
Control this, shift P for this a private
This exact
window.
Subject was covered on the Orville this past season.
Oh, really?
Oh, right. It totally was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's when they had the porn problem.
No, the multiple episodes, actually, now that
wanna,
you bring that up.
Want to see the exact minute that I thought we need to do this for FilmSack?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
Yeah, here it comes. Yes. So Deanna's, and this is where I stopped and said, I got to save this for FilmSack. But so Deanna's, you know, playing the mother card. My mother's coming, and don't you want to get off the ship? Right here.
Yeah. Yep.
When she does her little,
yes.
That was so cute, though.
That is adorable.
I did it.
Her dress is crooked. Next time you see her,
I don't want to. I don't want to leave, but I also don't want to deal with that woman.
He really doesn't like her.
No, no. Mm-hmm.
Who does, though?
Yeah, she was a bit of a pill.
Wouldn't it be great if in the Picard show, I mean, I guess she's not around anymore, right? But the actress, but...
That's a good question. You mean like she's not in acting, or you mean like she's dead?
No, Majel Barrett is dead.
Yeah, she passed away a few years ago, so they couldn't have her as like his love interest on the Picard show.
No.
Which would be great. Like he ended up with...
We got the hologram technology today to do
didn't
that.
Didn't he end up with Crusher, I thought, or did that... Do
yes,
I remember?
Yes and no. Like... Mm. The very end of All Good Things leaves a lot to, you know, to be imagined. It does not tie up his story, which is why they're able to make more, you know, more shows.
I like it still has
to be a pirate.
I like that. I like that it's Riker. Still books and not some kind of fancy future Kindle, man. What are you doing carrying
he's big trying, He's
around?
Trying to kick back. He's trying to get away from technology, which is what we implied earlier when he had all those devices on
his Kindles.
This is stupid
Boy,
looking.
Our idea of casual clothes.
Future fashion.
Just,
so bad.
I picked this shit out myself.
Look at his pants. They have so many pleats.
I'm about to say, is that like 20 pleats? What is that?
The pleats have pleats.
I can see his
and
ding-dong.
The shirt has pleats.
Oh,
the blouse. He's wearing a blouse.
I can see the captain's
log. But only
log.
On one side.
If you look real close, you can see the captain's log hanging
up. He's the captain's quarters.
Yep.
Yeah, he is literally wearing the puffy shirt from Seinfeld. That's exactly what that is.
Yep.
It's only the half puffy shirt
right.
from Seinfeld.
I love how they've all come to see him off primarily because it's the only way these actors get any lines in this
Riker
episode.
Riker is so vicariously living through him. He is so addicted to Risa.
Oh, Australia. That's Australia.
Oh,
is it really?
That was Australia.
Is Risa Australia, basically?
We were just looking at the planet of Australia.
I call Australia the planet island, pleasure island.
We were just looking at the Adelaide area.
Look at that ass.
And you could see Kangaroo Island.
Those statues are doing it. That statue's doing it.
Why is everything so phallic?
Oh. Why is the floor so sticky?
They literally bumped into each other.
Oh, great.
Oh no. He should not be wearing that Hawaiian.
A Ferengi on vacation is the dumbest thing.
Yeah. Ferengi wearing flip-flops.
Oh, now, have I?
Now, my
Did Riker send you?
My thing back in the day was, oh, Picard is so much older than her. But now... I realized, no, Patrick Stewart just always looked 20 years older than he actually was.
Yeah, he was like 40-something here. 43, maybe?
Yeah. Did he just walk by them and like,
what are you looking at?
He's looking at the fern. He's looking at the yucca plant. Right. And then he walks right by those guys.
Gold bikini. No, she's not even sitting in the sun. She's just
chilling
lounging.
In the studio lights.
Gratuitous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. getting a drink refilled while she's asleep. You don't bring someone a drink while they're asleep.
No.
That's how you charge their card without them knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
This place is stupid.
Is it?
Yes.
Riker doesn't think so.
Look at this. Where is this? This is some apartment building community pool.
It's Australia.
Your imagination. Del
Boca Vista Phase 3.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh.
I hate fun.
He's ball humming.
I just want to read the Iliad.
Do you guys have that on?
From Star Wars.
Do you guys have that on? Because it said ball.
Before you saw the ball, you saw the words ball humming.
Yeah, it said ball humming.
I don't have my lightsaber. Go away.
That's what they offer at Ryza. Right. Hand jobs, blow jobs, ball humming.
Ball humming.
Ball humming.
Ooh, it's the indoor, with the antennas.
Okay, what's with the rain slicks or whatever the hell that is?
Well, Scott, all the stuff flying around in this planet, you probably want something to.
I'm glad my closed caption is covering up the card's junk that I'm trying not to look at.
He's got a swell package going.
That's right. He's got two packages.
Looking at his 10 forward.
There's a great ship reference to every crotch thing for him.
There really is, yeah. Yep.
His 10 forward, his quarters. His ready
he
room.
He reacted really negatively.
Oh,
I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Riker sent him with the horny. Yeah, the horny statue thing, right? The indicates that he wants to do it.
Yep.
She looks like one of the people from V that turns into a lizard.
Yeah. So he's basically carrying around a vibrator, right? Is that what we're saying?
He's carrying around a symbol that he wants to have sex. And the symbol is called the Horgon, which is the funniest weird name. It's backwards. It sounds like a product that is like Horbegon, like you would be turning away.
Basically, it's the same thing that you get at one of those Brazilian meat restaurants,
right,
where you put it upright and you're going to keep getting meat offered to you.
Oh, right, if it's green or red, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So the Horgon is the... Please bring me meat.
Here's my Horgon.
Oh, there's your...
Open for business.
The whore is gone. That's the whore gone. The whore is
gone.
No more whores.
By the way, they're opening one of those in my neighborhood. They're opening an all you can eat.
I'm just gonna come stand in your sun.
Look at the
is protein. It a de Brazil? What's it called?
Something.
Too many teeth.
Chow. Fogo de Chow.
Fogo de Chow. Yeah.
Something.
We have one of those. Well, they're awesome. One of those. They're really good.
Yeah,
and I'm just really, really glad it's opening like within walking distance because I like the idea of going over there and getting so full that I can't drive.
That is the problem. And massive meat shits.
Yeah, the meat shits big time. By the way, he just so he thinks he has a disc that Vash gave him.
Right.
And he's just
she did.
Have you seen my tattoo?
By the way, this is Grodinchik, who was Rom in Deep Space Nine.
He went on to be Rom?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, that's
because
crazy.
And so does What's-Her-Face, like the Deep Space Nine connections, right?
Vash, did she go there?
Yeah, Vash. Yeah.
Yeah, except, but he's not playing Rom. He's playing...
another character.
Right. And there was another episode with two Ferengis, and one of those was Amarin Shimmerman, and he but it wasn't Quark.
He wasn't Quark. Yeah.
Yeah, this character is named Ferengi Juliana. He's the Hawaiian Ferengi.
Ferengi Juliana.
Get out of here.
Is that a tat on his head?
That's what I said. Yeah, you see my tat? Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
I got it.
Looks like he fell asleep on the newspaper and his head is like silly funny.
He's got half of an ad for like a big O
he's
tires.
Got a little Beetle Bailey on his head.
Like silly buddy.
I love it when someone gets another word in by leaning back into the shot. That's one of my favorite things in all TV.
Oh, look at this.
Boy,
just stay, do like I do. I just stay in the hotel room. I don't even bother coming out. Just
it's got moose knuckle going on.
You surprised me.
Yeah, shit. I was just dozing off.
I was startled.
Is it supposed to rain? Why is everyone wearing rain
suits? Yes, Brian, it's supposed to rain bodily fluids. These are all prophylactic prophylactic wardrobe.
It's like a mobile Gallagher concert.
Let's get inside before the next jizz storm happens.
Oh, my God. Okay, we went too far. Can you mark
this isn't a PG-13 episode of Star Trek.
This shot of her makes it look like they're talking in an old folks' home. And it's just because the person behind her has bright white hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Before it became the pleasure planet, was Rise of the Wicker Planet.
Yeah, get right.
My name's Vosh. Want to go play some shuffleboard?
It's like, on the Lido deck.
Does this apartment complex even have that?
Does she know the meaning of personal space? Because she's like all up in his crotch business. He's just like, back up.
Yeah. Captain Moose Knuckle, I'm here for you.
They're by the tiki room, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
The enchanted tiki room.
Mm-hmm. It's enchanted, all right. Haunted would be a better word.
Oh, man. I love the enchanted tiki room. The one thing that drives me crazy, though, is the voices that talk to you outside.
Mm.
I don't remember.
I just think of it as the place where I'm probably getting a Dole Whip at the time that I'm there.
Yeah, if you're getting a Dole Whip, you're probably getting it there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Ah, oh, he's got a little Sammy going. I don't like it.
He does. Dang.
At
least it's not a Speedo. It's close, but not quite.
That Ferengi looks like he's got halitosis, dude.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's funny. He's wrong. He's like, he plays ROM, but he wants a disc. He's like a CD-ROM.
It is like a UMD
disc. Oh, it's
disc,
a CD-ROM. Oh, I love that. Ooh, that one tooth needs a...
I know. It just juts out. Yeah. Is that like his
falling apart
mating tooth?
His Zorgon tooth.
Right. This is the tooth I mate with.
I just want to flick him in the air. Aren't they super sensitive? If you hit them in the air, they get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a dumb door design.
Their ears are made of scrotal tissue.
Mm.
RG!
We have 5 layers of nostrils. Welcome.
Right.
And roofing material for clothing.
Oh, they're from the future.
It is like that stuff. Like it's almost like asphalt roof. Stuff. That's totally what it is. Look at their gloves.
They got crab hands.
We could get anything out of the oven for you if you'd like.
Are we baking something?
That's amazing, dude. Wow.
The future is very hot. Everything is hot. We have to have pot gloves. Careful, but you'll burn yourself.
But you can beat them in a game of threading needles.
Mm.
Picking up a pen off the floor.
Hey, you guys think that
race of people that can't pick up a pen off the floor?
You think that dog in the Picard posters for that upcoming show is named Number One or something funny like that?
I hope so.
Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley the dog. Wesley, on the carpet, Wesley.
All I know is that in all video entertainment where there's a dog, I am anticipating a sad moment later.
Mm.
Always.
Yeah.
Those suits are definitely made of asbestos.
This thing he's now, wearing? Some
things like the first John Wick don't give you time for the anticipation. You're like, oh, a dog. Oh, no dog.
So do they just want the disc too?
Yeah, because that's what it looks like.
We just want the disc.
I think they're time travelers, right?
Right. They're from 300 years in the future, right, where it's hot.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh, thank you.
I don't like his lips.
I don't either. Because
yeah,
I'm not sure if it's the prosthetic that's making him talk like that or. Have you seen the squareness of my chin?
I sat in a chair for 16 hours for this.
Look at that.
Ooh, their brains are exposed and they have chiclets on their heads.
Chiclets. Mm. Are you going to the future?
Whoa, one of your pockets is lower than the other one, Captain.
It is.
So if you hit them on the side of the head, would they immediately disappear? Like, that's how you can get rid of these guys and just tap them?
Right?
You know,
and Back to the Future you go.
You know which side of that blouse is which, because one pocket is for holding a pineapple, the other one only holds a coconut.
It looks and so dumb. The embarrassing thing is and that's the lady one.
Plums. They still let you see your plums.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing the lady's version of that. He just doesn't know it yet.
Also, if this is an entire pleasure planet, why are they just at the one resort? Like, aren't there, isn't the whole planet pleasurable?
Yeah, we don't want to go out to the outside the hotel because there's nothing but pleasure all the time. You don't want that.
To like a little Super Mario Galaxy planet. It's just small. You can run around it.
Pleasure pocket.
Little pleasure pocket.
So much effort was put into the wardrobe, except the flip-flops. They're just flip-flops.
Right. I totally misunderstood the meaning of this pleasure planet. I thought it was going to be pleasure in a planet.
But back here...
It's a lot of cleavage for syndicated...
Oh, yeah, dude. They go for them,
man,
Risa.
Yeah. They,
Were they still calling them thongs back then? Or was it...
I call them thongs.
The flip-flops, you mean? Or the...
Flip-flops.
That must be a regional thing, like soda or pop, because that term always strikes me weird.
Because it was thongs all my childhood and youth. Always thongs.
Until there were bikini thongs, and I was like, you don't want to get those confused.
Yeah, then it stopped. Now it's all flip-flops.
Then we classified it, yeah.
Flip-flop was a term you'd use for politicians.
Quit touching. You're supposed to handle it only by the edges.
Mm-hmm. Why are we still using this technology?
Why isn't everything Wi-Fi?
Everyone's
in the cloud.
Sitting around in their dirty freaking... Ugh. Harry Picard. Yeah. He needs clothes.
Yeah.
And that's not his. You know, that's the hotel's robe, too. You know that, right? That's...
Right.
Ugh.
Same with her rain skirt thing. The Toxutut. Where's my...
Okay, we less talking, more pleasuring.
Quit rubbing. You're going to rub all the data off of it.
Rub all the
Should
data.
Should it be in a jewel case?
I can't think of her name. Now my joke won't work because I can't think of her name. Who died with the plastic trash bag? What was her name?
Oh, Tasha Yar.
Tasha Yar. Tasha Yar is what she rubbed data off in the second season.
There you go.
First season.
PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13. Oh, they're getting close.
Yeah, the natural lighting is revealing some spots on his head that I can't look away from.
Yeah.
Did he fall asleep on a Beetle Bailey comic too?
I don't know. I just can't stop looking at the top of his head.
I'm glad he finally got into the Pleasure Planet thing.
Why does he have so much hair on his chest but not on the top of his head? How does this work?
It transferred. It went the other way.
And was his hair on his head always like this dark for the rest of the early seasons? I thought it was white for so much of his.
And I think they start going a lot even shorter than this later.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's in pretty good shape for a weird looking little bald man.
Yeah, but put on some baggy shorts.
I know. Help us out.
Give us a break. Help us out.
Rise of Ladybutt.
Oh, Indiana Jones clothes.
I kind of like those. I'd like to have a set of those.
Hers are fun. His are stupid. She looks good.
She actually looks dressed for the occasion.
Yeah. Space backpack.
Space pack.
That looks really heavy. And why is he making her carry it?
But it is space backpack number one. So that's good.
His undershirt looks like a shirt, but he wanted it to be a V-neck, so a really strong person just dragged it down.
Vash looked like she kicked the shit out of some Ghostbusters cosplay kid at San Diego Comic-Con.
It does, especially her shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some pretty severe shoulder padding, though.
Oh, yeah.
That backpack... That backpack is designed to store things in the shoulder straps.
Yeah.
You keep your lunch in the straps.
Escalation.
Catch. Boom.
Jeez.
I'm not going to fall for the throw something at me and I drop the gun.
Oh, he watched it.
Action.
Stupid.
Action.
I'll just throw this for some child to find.
By the way, no one who was brought up in the military would throw a gun away.
No.
Right. He is
going to throw this out of sight, out of mind. Also, let's go.
Won't be needing this for the rest of the episode.
Where's hotel security, man?
Right. He's attained the rank of captain. He threw a gun away instead
of drinking his fine wine while she does all the research.
And remember, this is a universe that doesn't need security, Scott. This captain could have just asked for his prisoner to be beamed into a holding cell.
Right.
Like end of episode.
Yeah,
right?
End of Ferengi, end of episode. Instead,
Let's not get Riker involved.
We're going uncharted here. Looking for the ancient whatever. Don't mind me. I drink my steel cup.
Shiraz. Very buttery.
Is that a drink dispenser? Is that what's in that backpack?
Exactly. It's, you know, because it's backpack 01, so it's the one for drinks.
Yep. Uh-oh, this is where we get a relationship going right here.
Yeah. Shouldn't they be like lighting up a stone with like a phaser for some heat?
Yep.
About now.
We're finding out.
Did we ever see her? Like, was she ever popular on anything else?
She always looked familiar, but I don't think so. I'm going to look her up. Let's see. Who played Vashina?
It's not stealing. It's not stealing if you're just using it for personal use.
Jennifer Hetrick.
Yeah. Let's see. She's in some things. She was in 500 Days of Summer. That's a good movie.
Cold Case.
But stuff before that. L.A. Law. Murphy's Law.
She looks like L.A. Man Murphy's Law? What?
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the laws.
Isn't one a comedy?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we've only got one sparkle blanket. We're going to have to share the sparkle blanket.
Nope. I brought a second.
She's still working. She's still busy.
She was in a pretty memorable episode of Deep Space Nine. She's definitely our Star Trek connection for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, she was. Well, this whole movie's our Star Trek connection, or this whole
show. Oh, long, jeez,
right. We missed that. Yeah,
I was with you, Randy.
Man,
Let's see, born in 1958. She looks great. She's in all sorts of new stuff. She's in something called Code Black, some TV show. Mm-hmm. Oh, she took an 8-year break, though. She hasn't done anything since 2010.
Oh, he's a cover hog. Picard's a cover hog.
Wah, wah. Oh, my God.
You know what I wish? I wish he had, like, a CPAP machine in that backpack. That would be great.
Yeah, one of them has a CPAP machine. The other one takes an Ativan. Yeah, and then they just sleep for, like, 17 hours.
Now that's reality.
Bash, hand me my white noise machine. I can't sleep without it.
What?
That's orgasm.
What?
Oh, is that what that means?
I don't know.
Oh, they got one of their sparkly blankets like they have on the ship. That's great.
Yeah. Looks so uncomfortable.
It looks like it would just poke you if you're naked.
Yeah. Ugh. Good thing they don't sleep naked.
Yeah. A little glitter sandpaper.
How
you get glitter in your cooter?
Think that's bad. Look at my scrote.
It looks like a disco ball.
What's happened? Wesley! Hysterical Picard is so much fun to play with, and he never does it, really.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
He's starting to be seductive.
Now I see why it's the pleasure planet. Mm-hmm. And, something in the water.
She's here at the captain's pleasure.
I just never expected this episode to have so many shots at the top of his head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really large landscape up there.
Yep.
I can't go back to the ship. Riker will say he told me so.
He's had something pressed on it for a little while because he's got three little grooves on it. Oh, that looks real.
Yeah.
I know. Look at the realism there.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the least bit fake or...
Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we needed a sleep deck. I wish we could pause because I would love to examine the back of his backpack.
Yeah.
It had all of these like backpack. It had all of these like coffee thermoses on it.
Nah,
like,
yeah.
You need to take four thermoses of coffee with you when you go hiking.
Yeah, backpack 01 is cool. I wonder if anyone's ever made one. Like just to cosplay.
Like a Think Geek backpack 01.
Yeah. That's probably an no one loves this episode, so it probably is not popular enough.
Yeah.
We love it.
I feel badly. I forgot to take the pill. I'm now Picard pregnant.
I really feel like I need to make a stud joke right about now.
I took your seed last night and applied it to my eggs.
I've got,
he's got a shovel.
A little shovel in there.
Yeah, like shovel.
You can basically fit two things in there because it's all hard and like it's not
two shovels.
A padded backpack or a flexible backpack.
Why would you tell her you had two shovels? I'd be like, yeah, I've got the one shovel.
My backpack has two shovels. And that's all. Oh, they don't have a prime directive, do they?
That's creepy.
Nope.
Yeah, they have no directive.
Oh, you're about to do something really good. We can't tell you what it is, but it's about to happen. Don't mind us. Ignore us. Pretend we're not here. Pretend we're
We'll just quietly breathe and cheer.
Let's face it. Those two guys were watching them getting it on.
Oh, they totally were.
We've been here since you penetrated the woman.
Since you shouted, engage.
They do remind me of the Coneheads from that skit.
What does Picard shout? Does he shout, "I'm arriving"?
Yeah.
No, it would be
engage.
Make it so.
Wesley. That's a safe word.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Does Knob or whatever his name is, does he know that those other dudes are there?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's not blind. I mean.
Or are they not seeing? Are they not showing up to him? Ooh, first person.
He's just
shooting.
Fine with that. He's just fine. He's like, whatever.
Oh, yes. We've working so hard, we need to strip down.
Mm-hmm. This is the equivalent of Kirk getting into a fight, having to take his shirt off. Picard sweats instead.
Yeah. Sweaty Vash.
No, Picard took his outer shirt off.
That's true.
It's just that he has three shirts on.
Nah, he couldn't get his shirt right. He found the wrong hole. He was trying to put it on wrong. That was great.
How do they make these stupid shirts?
So wait a minute. This is them digging forever and not finding it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to find out that the artifact was like inside the D.Va all along or that it like...
Right.
Keep digging or I will shoot you with my 3D printed device.
The artifact that they need is the Horgon or something. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Makes no sense.
Makes sense that it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Whoop, tap your heads. Beep. Goodbye.
Coneheads out.
By the way, her shirt is made of one of the kinds of bath towels that's designated to be thrown on the floor in the bathroom at the hotel.
Right.
Seriously, when you get a good look at her shirt, it's bath towel.
It's the step-on. It's the step-on mat that usually is sitting on the side of the tub.
I'll do it.
I can dig.
Once again, he's just disarmed himself.
So
and it's like
the Utat is you that? Is that what I'm getting?
I don't know.
That's the way it's spelling it. You that.
Oh.
I don't understand why, like, again, Picard was held at gunpoint by this gangster. You'd think Picard, once the Ferengi disarms himself, would have just hit him over the head with a shovel. Maybe buried him.
What, you're like proposing there's like a third shovel in that backpack? Is that what you're saying?
I'm proposing that Picard doesn't have a defensive character.
Oh, so there are three shovels. I got you.
I see what you're saying. I need to be alone. I've been sweating.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. Oh, she's such a sneak.
I have horrendous body odor from all our digging.
Such a sneak.
Okay.
That's why
so
I only
he
kissed
just
you
realized
on the cheek.
That she's got it.
Yeah, he's got to. He's not that big of a chump.
No, he knows. He
so
knows
now up. he's going to lie in wait,
right?
So to speak.
I hate that door.
Love that door.
If anything is misaligned, like that's the first thing that hotel maintenance has to come and fix for you.
Yep,
right.
Oh, my door is off an eighth of an inch and it won't close.
Yep, there's a little cube. I can see through it. Come fix it, please.
Right. I get another line.
Riker takes way too much pleasure in his pleasure planet.
I hope you're having a good time, Captain.
Not code 14.
Ooh. Look it up in the book.
Right. All right. 14.
Got out.
So let me get this straight.
Need more condoms.
So let me get this straight. Worf had to get fully costumed out with no speaking lines this time.
I think they filmed multiple episodes.
Just to stand in the background, 4 hours of makeup.
No, they do other episodes at a time. I don't think they.
And look at it the other way. Michael Dorn got to make an entire episode worth of Worf money for nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Is he still in his
sweaties? Have we seen Geordi? I don't think we've seen Geordi.
No, Geordi's downstairs with his advisor, making a fake girlfriend that doesn't actually like him.
Pulling a weird science with Wesley.
Yeah, him and Wesley are doing science. So how come she's all showered up and looking great, and he's still in his grubby shit?
Because she's making her escape.
Tell me where you had the talks. You that.
It's in my vagina. See, the captain knows. Don't mess with Picard. He's Professor X.
I knew something was wrong when he didn't invite me back for the sex.
Mm-hmm. He's Cerebro, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's always figuring out the actual solution to the puzzle.
Yeah, that's why he's the captain. Mm-hmm.
I am genuinely excited about the Picard series. I hope it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all in love with Patrick Stewart, so... How could it go wrong?
I'll bring her.
Exactly. For sure.
You got me, Picard. You silly man.
But what if it's just Turner and Hooch in space? What if that's the thing?
If it's what in space?
Turner and Hooch in space.
Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, there's a lot of Horgons.
All right.
This one's for your penis.
Take like your complimentary. Oh, there's a thing in the Horgon.
Oh.
I thought she was going to smack him in the head.
You can put your weed in here.
But you put some kind of crystal thing instead.
You know, that's the only bad thing about weed legalizing everywhere is there's no more cool places to hide your weed.
It's right. Crown Royal is not going to sell any more whiskey because those bags won't be needed to put your weed in anymore. Yeah.
Well, okay. So, but those bags are still useful for your D&D dice.
Yes.
Let's see. Hold on. I'll think of another thing
your
eventually.
Your anchor charging cables.
Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh my gosh, I'm surrounded by charging cables right now. I should totally get a Crown Royal bag.
Yeah. Ooh, the space people.
We are the roof people.
Give it to us.
We have made it.
We assumed
purple,
it was very
purple
hot.
Camel toe.
Right, oh, nasty.
Shiny purple camel toe.
This is my husband, Shiny.
They're Vorgons. Oh, I guess I'm thinking Vogons.
Yeah, you're thinking Vogons. Different series entirely.
Yeah. Come listen to my bad poetry and give me the toxutat.
You gotta trust people with oven mitts on. I mean,
let me see some ID.
Right. We can't take it. Wait.
Our roofing pants don't have pockets, so we don't have.
Give it. What is that? Am I supposed to be intimidated by that? Oh.
There goes Vash.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ooh, one, two.
The frick is that? What was that stupid shit? That was the dumbest thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I guess you don't have nothing to go.
Our guns don't have triggers.
History recorded that you destroyed it. But he didn't actually destroy it.
If I could choke you with these gloved hands.
Back to the roof. That was the worst explosion effect I've seen on TV. Oh, man.
After so, effects.
How much did he pack in that little case?
Hey, it's a...
Well, that's his carry-on bag.
Yeah.
But he just gets beamed everywhere, so why do you need a carry-on bag?
Yeah, why do you need anything?
Just beam down
my clothes. Right, beam my clothes directly into the dresser
drawer. Plus, they have replicators everywhere. Replicate everything.
Right. Packing is stupid.
That's stupid. That's purely like a... It's a plot point. It's dumb. Yeah, I mean, it's a plot device. Or what's the word I'm trying to think of? It's just to create this conversation.
It's stupid to do it because you have a plot device that allows you to do it.
It's a cool little box, though. I like that.
I like the bed.
Dude, this place looks like a Benetton from the 80s.
I don't like the bed. Look how thin that mattress is.
Oh, that bed looks nice and firm.
Star Trek just taught us anything is everyone's happy to sleep on garbage beds in the future.
Don't put a black light in that room, by the way.
Oh.
Or really anywhere in Australia.
Anywhere in Risa, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, ain't that sweet.
You're the only age-appropriate woman we've had on this show in seasons.
I have to go after much younger women. Not this time.
I did hate that she didn't. She appears in a couple more episodes in this series.
Yeah. And ends up on DS9 somehow.
Yeah,
but you can imagine her agent just lobbying hard for her to be more regular.
Right.
She's a strong character.
Everyone wants to be more regular, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Uthat. It's me.
Who dat?
Yeah, who dat? It's me, the who dat. Oh, what a grin that was.
Now I'm so sad he'll have to audible the book now because otherwise Riker will know he had fun. Get those stupid smiles off your face.
Well, these are my favorite uniforms because he has to pull it down all the time.
Yeah, he does. Just riding up.
I'm going to have it beamed directly up your ass.
Damn it, Worf, say something.
You gave me that stupid model. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Riker's like, yeah.
Riker knows.
Picard got some strange.
I can put that in the spank bank.
Some strange.
Seriously.
I haven't heard that in 1,000 years. Holy crap. Well, oh, there you go.
Yeah, no lines for Worf. He just had to stand there
the whole time.
Did he never say anything? He never said
nothing.
Anything.
Dressed him up and everything. He's like, no lines. Really? No lines.
Wow. See, so there was no... there was no Will Wheaton. There was no...
no guy. Oh, no Data.
Data was there in a shot, but he didn't say any words. Early on, he was standing there when they came in.
Oh,
was
he?
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But he didn't say anything.
Wow.
Yeah, this was one of those ones where they give everyone else a break and just focus
on really. It. Like, even with the people on Risa, Vash and the rough aliens and the woman that comes over to ask about the Porgon, they're like... 9 people talk in this episode, and that's it.
Yeah. Hey, here's some irony for you. Everybody can go on vacation in real life, but not you, Picard. You're going on vacation in the show.
Yeah, that's true. That's weird. I'd never thought of that, but this is maybe one of the cheaper episodes they ever made. But that explosion tells me that they've never spent less on special effects.
They get like some production assistants. Oh, my apartment building has a pretty nice swimming pool deck. We could probably film there. And...
Yeah, there's trees. It'll obscure the fact that we're in San Jose. Exactly. That's terrible.
That was a great recommend, Ibbit. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, good catch, dude. He caught it before it was too late and gave us a gift, which is fantastic. So that's all you got to do is watch this and then check us out next week when we're back to our normal hilarity. With the episode about, I forgot already. Oh, House is coming up next.
1985
with Bull, Norm, and the Greatest American Hero.
Yep.
Norm.
All your favorite 80s
comedic actors finally in a right. horror movie about a haunted house.
Believe it or not.
Gonna be great. Is that thing supposed to be funny and sardonic, or is it supposed to be a serious horror movie? Horror movie. Do we know?
I think it's supposed to be serious horror.
It's horror with tongue in cheek.
Okay. All right. I'm down with that. I like a little tongue in the cheek.
A dismembered tongue and a dismembered cheek and a disembodied cheek.
Gross. Well, that's fantastic. Check it out next week right here at FilmSack. FilmSack.com in the meantime. It's going to do it for us this week. For myself and for Randy and, or no, let's do it the old way. For myself, for Brian, and for Randy.
Yay!
Oh, that's it? Yay?
No.
Well, I caught you off guard.
Horror God!